Yeah, morning everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disso. And today is Thursday. We are going to have, I apologize, we couldn't have a celebration of Teachers Day yesterday. We had Dear Bumi anyway. That is a bit sacrosanct. So what we'll do is we'll have today and tomorrow, we're going to dedicate it to our teachers. Today, I'm going to be talking to two people, Grandma Lara Willoughby from Ikorodu, who is a retired teacher, and Dr. Oluwayemisi Adepoju Awodele, right, who is a consultant. No, not Mrs., it's Dr. Dr. Oluwayemisi. It's not easy to get PhD. And by the way, she got her PhD from Covenant University, so it's the real deal. And guess what? She also went to UNILAG. I mean, so eat your heart out. Heart out. Morning, madam. How are you? Morning, okay, morning. But we'll first of all talk to Grandma, okay, to Grandma Willoughby in Ikorodu, and then we'll, after that, we'll have a discussion. But before then, let me quickly state, for those of you early who just like to listen and move on, tomorrow, all we are going to do tomorrow, most of the time, would be, instead of giving 1 minute, I'm going to give you 2 minutes to call in and, you know, honor your teacher. Any teacher that you remember, any of your teachers that you remember, we'll give you just 2 minutes to do that. I'm going to do Ojoro. Me, I'm going to honor my own teachers for about 4 minutes. They say, now where man they work, now where man they work, now there they chop. So I will do Ojoro. I will give one to myself 4 minutes, and nobody can stop me. That's how the Nigerians talk. Nobody can stop. So we'll now give you a chance. We'll have light discussions in between. So get your tribute ready for your teacher. It could be a poem. It could be anything. We give you 2 minutes to do that. It could be a call out to your teacher to tell them how much you love them. And like I said, please try and bless somebody who taught you today. I hope you've done it yesterday. If not, somebody who taught you, who shaped your life. After God, I don't know who comes next between your teacher and your parents. I honestly don't know. But okay, so after God, your parents, after your parents come. So tomorrow, I'm going to be honoring about 3 or 4 of my teachers. Of course, one would be Mrs. Latunde Dada, who, taught us English. But for the likes of Mrs. Latunde Dada, the likes of people like Jasoki Oro, Sky, that I was in school with, they'd be speaking in Pidgin. I'm at Tabon Loni Rai. It was Mrs. Latunde Dada with her cane. That cane. Look at one of us too, Megzi. Today he's teaching music. That's from Pakrepi. You know, but I don't think anybody benefited from Latin. Let's leave that Yabi still tomorrow. Maybe I'll bring in one or two of my classmates tomorrow so we can remember one or two of our teachers and remember the pranks that we played on them. Yes, I'm going to put a call through to Mrs. Gbadamosi tomorrow. Mrs. Tinu Gbadamosi, yes. Right, so let's talk to Grandma Willoughby. Morning, Grandma, how are you?
Morning, JP, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. Yesterday was Teachers Day. We've decided to extend it to today and tomorrow here in honor of our teachers. We can't thank you enough. Those of you that taught us are teaching our children, are teaching our grandchildren, and going to teach all our offspring from now to the kingdom come. I say thank you to all teachers, and thank you to you too, because you've been contributing to our program. Do you get a sense that teachers are actually well appreciated in this environment?
No way.
Oh,
government,
straight up,
private, they are not well appreciated.
Wow, why do you think so?
From what people said yesterday, you heard, I've been in it for, I was in it for close to 40 years.
Yeah.
And if you have the passion, you see, the issue is good teachers won't look for fat remuneration.
Yes.
The joy we derive, like I did any year, and the joy I derive over the years and still do now is, these children come into your class waddling like ducks. And within 5-6 years, they are as tall as you are. It gives me joy. It gives me joy. It blows me up. So I guess a lot of passionate teachers, that's the angle they look at it from. So whether the government does much or they don't do much or whatever, they just keep trudging on. But recently, because of the economic situation and because they have their own families to run, families that know these days are no longer the way they used to be during our day. During our day, teachers closed by 2, you are back home.
Yes.
But now, 5 o'clock, some teachers are still in school, especially in private schools. I still haven't been able to understand why. But part of what I got to know later was, they don't want you to go looking for jobs elsewhere. I just hope so.
Are you kidding? So it's just a means of tying you down?
Yes, just a means of time. Because come to think of it, the children are already tired. Some schools will plan their lessons after school. Maybe they give a break of like 30 minutes, school closes at 2, lesson starts at 2:30, and you do lesson until 3:30. Some schools longer than that. So,
well, as long as the lesson is still within the classroom environment and whatever, that means...
What lesson? What's the attention span of a child? Even a teenager, what's the attention span?
What's the attention span of a full-grown adult?
Oh, that's it.
You know, that's my quarrel also with some of the things that we do. We tend to stretch them. Sometimes you go get to church at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you're still there, and, you know. And I don't think the attention span of a human being is more than 1 hour at a go.
That was why 45 minutes.
That was why where I did my A levels, comprehensive high school, way back then, we didn't have a class. So if you had history, you go to 401. If you had geography, you go to 302, so that you could keep moving and revive yourself before the next. So many things to talk about. But so let's look at it this way. If that is from the government side. But do people appreciate? I remember when we were young, teachers in neighborhoods. I pay tribute to our next door neighbor in Yaba way back then, Mr. Falano. You know, any child was messing up down the road, the word would go out that we are going to report you to. He was the principal of St. Jude's at that time. He was the headmaster. Well respected in the neighborhood. Can we say the same of the teaching profession these days?
Not anymore. The teachers are not, to a large extent, they are not respected. Like we are saying over the radio now, a lot of people know those who go into education just go for education for the sake of it because they didn't get their cut-off mark in JAMB or whatever. Uh-huh. So if they know it's egghead, like those who go for medicine that go for education, maybe there'll be some respect. And if the government too treats them well, I doubt if the government will do, because even the doctors, they don't treat them well. Oh, but it's better people. Like I said on Tarif's program yesterday, the good doctors, the good teachers are in hospitals. They rather do nothing or medicine. The good doctors, the good teachers, are working in the banks.
Yes. Mm.
The good doctors are elsewhere but the classroom.
Hmm.
Just because of the way teachers are treated.
Well, I think that, do you think military rule has something to do with it? Would we say that it was the military that de-emphasized the emphasis on education and has led us to this, to where we are? Because some people they put the blame on the military that, it was years of military rule. You know, that de-emphasized. And then, of course, this new money that everybody seems to be running around for.
To a large extent, everything works together. But we are who we are. Yes, military rule may have done some harm. But how about the individuals in government, the policymakers? They are people like you and I.
Yeah.
So the military didn't stop them from doing what they wanted to do. Yes, grants or funds or financing may have been embezzled or whatever. But if we still if we still had, how would I put it now? If we still knew what we were doing, I'm sure we would have gone further than where we are today. See what's happening to us now. You can see the appeal court. Appeal court has told them to go and settle out of court because in the first place, it wasn't a court issue.
Yes.
They bastardized the primary schools. It's most private primary now. They bastardized the secondary schools. It's private secondary schools all over the place. One head of state almost sold all the government colleges, if not at the teacher's fault. The federal government colleges would have gone now.
Yes.
Now it's the universities. So they are doing it in stages.
But why? What exactly is that? I thought that the late sage, Obafemi Awolowo, had said that when people are more educated, they're easier to rule. I think our politicians like our people to live and wallow in ignorance, and that's highly...
There is too much politics in everything we do in Nigeria.
Mm.
And you see, one thing needs to be said, whether people want to hear it or not. Up there and down here, we are not the same. We don't have the same focus. It is not what they are after, we are after. So definitely, we'll have things like this happening.
Mm. Does it... You now find that quite a large number of children of the privileged, because look, it's the elites usually that plays the lead. And so what you find is that the elite now, even at secondary school level, Willoughby, even at secondary school level, our children are going out in droves to schools abroad. So what is it all about? Is it that the elites want their own kids educated and the rest of the country bound to the Philistines? Is that what it is?
More or less so, because that's the way it looks now. And just because they can afford it. And to a larger extent, they no longer believe in Nigeria as a whole, not to even talk about the educational system. So if they can afford it, they rather send their children abroad. But the pity of it is that when their children finish, they'll still come and meet those they left behind here who will deal squarely with them.
Why did you say that with some kind of determination? Deal squarely with them. Are you angry at Nigeria? You know, how do you feel all the years you put into teaching?
I'm angry at our selfish leaders.
Yes.
I'm angry at our selfish leaders. They are having everything easy. They are sitting by the cookie jar, and their hand has never left the cookie jar.
Yes.
So even those walking past or those sitting under the table can't even get their hands in the cookie jar.
Hmm.
It's even slightly, like you said, I should remind you today, it's even slightly okay when you are working. When you retire, it's another kettle of fish.
Hmm. Tell me about it.
Those who work with the government, I think it was it you or Cherif yesterday? Well, thank God, Lagos State, you get your pension and whatever, a gratuity, whatever it is, after 3 years. That 3 years wait for some. Because I've met like three or four of my colleagues during that 3 year period. It was terrible. Now, for those in the private, if you don't make plans for your future, I don't have a pension. My pension is 8,000 a month. And the day I had a woman that worked in that retired in Ondo State, she was on 3,000 a month.
What?
Yes. She's on 3,000 a month. And a lot of our 80-year-old in the country who retired like 20, 25 years ago, who then were taking very fat pensions. Maybe they are taking pension of maybe 20, 25,000, you know, way back then, 2000, 2001.
Yes.
It's still 20,000 to today. it's still 18,000 a day.
No discounting inflation or
nothing.
Wow. Okay, Grandma Willoughby, in spite of all this, we'd like to thank you and your fellow teachers for what you have done. Your reward is in heaven. I mean, that is assured.
No, Tom.
But you want some of them.
Whoever believes there is heaven, the reward they want in heaven. And what you believe there is heaven, people know the
reward one. Uh-huh. You don't believe in heaven?
Me? I believe in heaven, but I'll get my reward here. I'm
first.
Already getting it.
Okay.
At least those who know me, they reach out. And I thank God for that.
Okay. Okay, Grandma Willoughby, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, baby.
Yes, we've been speaking to Mrs.
Lara
Willoughby. Thank you very much. And that was interesting, wasn't it?
Very,
very interesting. Mm. Okay, we're going to open up our lines 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Take some calls. We'll take a break. When I come back, I'll examine these issues with Dr. Oluwayemisi Adepoju Awodele. How do you fill a form? Oluwayemisi Adepoju. You won't have enough boxes to put. Why is your name so long? I mean, I'm just wondering. You don't want to drop your father's name. You don't want to drop your father's name, right?
Not just because of that.
What?
Because I have done a lot of work with my with my maiden name.
Okay,
I just got married, so I've written a lot of articles. So when you're looking for Yemsi Awodele, you probably not find me on.
Well, it should just let you keep your. These days, you can keep your maiden name as your official name. Okay. Then when you're in family circles, you can start flaunting your missing. Okay, so we'll take one or two calls and we'll come back and have a discussion with Dr. Yemisi. Hello, good morning.
Is it me?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, yes.
Yes, okay. I've been enjoying the discussion so far this morning.
Yes.
I there contribute that the first sector of this country that was dismantled is the teaching sector,
yes.
The education sector. If you remember, I don't know how old you are, in the 80s, NUT, National Union of Teachers, they campaigned, they talked about how education system is being disrupted. Nobody listens to them.
Yes.
Now we are reaping the fruit. Those people that send their children abroad to go to school, there's one thing they don't also put into cognizance, is that those children, aside from acquiring the classroom education, they also need to be nurtured by their parents. Are they going to relocate with them?
Mm.
If they do, maybe their mother goes there, then the father stays there, the family unit is in Texas.
Yeah.
We have to build up here where we are planted. Do the right things. Pay teacher salaries on time.
Yeah.
Can you imagine where teacher salaries, some states, they owe teachers for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
12 months salary is not paid. And their reward is in heaven?
No.
Are they going to serve? Are they trying to send them to heaven all time?
The reward is here, madam. Thank you very much. I can take just one more caller, then we'll take a break. She talked about something in the 80s. She said she didn't know how old I am. But I wasn't around in the 80s. So
oh, my God.
I like that phrase. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old you are. So in the 80s. Okay, fair enough. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Jimmy.
Very
good
quickly,
morning.
Sir. I have just 1 minute.
Okay. The thing actually is that most of the time, when I look at the educational sector in Nigeria, particularly it seems whenever it's not about sentiment, but most of the time these are people are from the north. Whenever a northerner is leading Nigeria, actually they always forget about giving attention to the educational sector, to promote it, make it bigger.
Mm.
Because the north is the one suffering this issue of education in Nigeria.
Okay, we got to go. We've got to go. Thank you very much for that comment. We'll be back. I'll comment on it when we do come back. We have to take a break before this machine pops up. It's Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. We'll be right back. Yeah, you're welcome back. And I still have Dr. Oluwayemisi Adepeju Awodele. Right? Got that right. Adepeju. You need to mic up, please. Adepeju Awodele.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So my apologies to Mr. Awodele. No, nothing intended. Okay. She's a consultant, and she also is the author of a book called A Service to God and Humanity.
Yes.
And this has to do with teaching.
Yes, teaching.
You call teaching a service to God
and humanity.
That's why they say the reward is here and the teacher's reward is in heaven. A shout out to one of my former teachers who might be listening, Mrs. Tinubu Adamasi. I'm going to call you tomorrow to say a formal thank you very much to you. Okay, Mrs. Tinubu Adamasi. I know she listens to the program. Ah! And also to Mr. Gbadamosi. Can you imagine? I almost forgot Oga. Oga is about 90 now. When wow. I went to do repeat my school set in Amadea College, Agege. I pay tribute to Oga, Mr. Gbadamosi. I'll also try and call him tomorrow. I remember, you remember so many things about teachers. Mr. Gbadamosi, I remember we used to have to complete sentences for him. You know, and I says, you should need to form a straight
line.
Heaven help you if you don't say line. That's why Wiki talks that way. Wiki teacher was about an influence on him. Okay, so we'll do a bit of that tomorrow. What did you make out of what Mrs. Willoughby said?
Yeah, she was very, very right. Teachers are not well appreciated. Mm. And like you and I were discussing, I was saying that a lot of teachers, their efforts are being downplayed. They're just doing their work, like they are being paid for it. And you know that teachers do more than teach English, mathematics. They teach you morals. Hey, can't you greet?
Yes.
Greet. Can't you sit down properly?
Yes.
Speak well, dress properly, tuck in your shirt. I mean, they just like you said, after God are your parents. After parents are the teachers.
Yes.
Because you spend 80% of your life with your teachers. I mean, when a child is weaned from his mother's breast milk and he begins to go to school, and that child leaves the house give or take 7 a.m., that child is not back home till 5 a.m. That's whooping 9 hours with a particular human being. And that's why, like I said in my book, teaching is a service to God and humanity, meaning that you help God, you partner with God to mold that destiny. You try to step in to fill the gap that the parent has left. You know, because of the economic situation of this country, everybody is hustling, trying to make ends meet, running helter-skelter. Some parents leave the home as early as 4 a.m. to beat the island traffic and get to work in record time. The nannies take over, then hand over the child to the teacher, and then from the teacher, and by the time you're back home, the child is fast asleep. The child is already fast asleep.
You heard her, first of all, you heard her joy.
Mm-hmm.
That, and it was quite evident in her voice.
That she had a passion. She had a calling.
It's a calling. Well, it's like journalism too.
Sure.
If I remember way back then, during Babangida school, I had to drive out whilst everything was so uncertain.
Mm.
And I said to my wife then that she said, what was that? I said, so how do I go to the office? She said, yes, you go to the office. I said, yes, there must be papers tomorrow.
Wow.
So how do I get to the newsroom and say I didn't see anything?
Wow.
Yeah, so I drove all the way down to Obalende.
Wow. In the midst of the chaos.
Not rightly in the midst, but I kept... but I still kept a safe distance. And believe you me, it was quite... So it's a calling, you know.
It's a calling. And like she said, we have good teachers in the bank. We have good teachers in oil company. Just because they've seen that, how will I, study so hard and become a teacher, and then you're paying me 20,000 a month, and then I'm looking at my counterparts. We went to the same secondary school, same university, and he's earning over a million
in the bank,
you know, and driving cars, official vehicle, official. And of course, we know that teachers gave birth to all other professions.
Well, should I use the same phrase that the other woman used when she said she didn't know how old I was? But way back then, it wasn't so bad.
Yes.
Way back. It wasn't so bad. I'd like to be corrected. I think teacher salaries were at par with like, you know, in the ministries, and there were promotion, you know, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. I think where they usually get stuck is whilst in the ministry you could get up to directorate level. Mm. Then it with teaching, well, you could become
principal. We still have directors. We still have directors even in the
that's in the ministry. Mm. Those ones are not teachers, they're civil servants running education. Mm. But we are talking of the teachers. Lagos State one time did something, I joke about it and say some raffle draw gave 7 teachers cars, and it shouldn't be like that. Mm. What is good for the goose should good be good for the gander, yeah. Yes. I mean, thankfully, you went on to do your PhD, mm-hmm. But you work on your own now.
Yes, I work on my own.
You didn't have any whatever to teach.
Yes, I teach. I guest lecture. I'm invited to teach.
Oh, guest lecture is not teaching, no, madam.
It's teaching.
No, what I mean, in the context of what we are talking about,
yes.
Those who make it 100% full-time profession.
Yes, I taught for over 10 years. I just finished my PhD and I'm saying, oh.
And then when you married, you abandoned
your. Yeah, no, I didn't abandon my calling. I decided to take it a notch higher.
Did your hubby say that he wouldn't want to marry a teacher?
No.
I tell you this. In the 60s, the first set of women who actually got husbands
were teachers.
The last set were secretaries.
Mm. Like you were saying, my I told you that I come from a generation of teachers. My grandfather was a teacher. My mother was a teacher.
Wow.
Yes. So, you know, that's honor, Baba teacher, you know, in SS.
Where did your dad teach? Was it in Lagos? Eh?
No, my dad is not a teacher. He's an educationist.
Who is an educationist?
Someone
he works in the ministry.
Schools.
Oh, he owned the school?
Yes.
Yes, he's as good as teacher, yes. Which school did he own?
Oh, he owns Wallex Polytechnic.
Where's that?
He's in Lagos, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's nice. A tribute to him.
Yeah.
You know, those who ventured into education in the early days, mm. they got the rough mm. part of. I mean, by fiat one day, your business is gone. That was UPN then, no? You know? And I totally disagreed with it that time. You found the missionary schools, whatever, government just took them over. Mm-hmm. How does government by fiat just take over your business? I mean, I don't get it. Personally, my view then was that the UPN should have allowed the private schools stay, and then they would have had much more money to set up a lot more government schools. You know, but and it was for political reasons. So you crashed.
Just like she said, that there are a lot of politicking in the educational
system. Yes, it was for political reasons. You wanted to kill the likes of St. Gregory's, Iwobi, and so on and so forth. Then ended up in Iwobi 1, Iwobi 3. All you needed to do, leave the private schools, regulate them,
mm-hmm.
and then use the resources that you have to set up. In any country, you must have an elite, an elite core. And believe you me, I'm one of those who believes, this is a matter of my belief, that one of the reasons why we're in the mess that we're in today was those core of elites, the elitist schools. Now, people should understand, elites doesn't mean rich. When you talk about the elite of a society, it doesn't mean the rich ones. So this idea of a school of low money, no.
Mm.
I mean, I went to the missionary school, Methodist Boys High School, you know, and we were not rich. One or two of our parents were very rich, but most of us were like average.
Okay.
Yes, and they were working class, and there were enough scholarships for those as long as you could excel educationally. There was a space for you then. Same for CMS and all these things. It's sad. So where do we go from here? Since this is where, should it, for example, should the welfare of teachers be an election issue? I would make it an election issue.
Well, not just the welfare of the teachers, the welfare of the whole educational system.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yes. Well, we're using a blanket word, teachers. That also includes the tertiary.
Yes.
It's the same problem.
It's the same problem.
People, I've said here 1,001 times, the ASU problem is not a political problem. It's not a labor problem. Okay, it's a policy problem. These people, they might have their own whatever, but the fight is for us.
Yes.
To have universities that will produce first grade. You see how pleased I was when I heard you went to Covenant. Oh, that's one of the I'm not afraid to endorse Covenant University, one of the very good universities where, and as we speak now, Covenant is on. But how many people have the money to send their children to Covenant?
That's another problem we have. Good private schools, good private nursery and primary school, good private secondary schools, good private universities, but the question is the question about,
you know, part of the problem of this country, madam. Part of the problem of this country is that too much easy money flying around. There's too much of government money. People, look, today, now, an economy ticket from here to London is almost about 3 million. Go and check. The flights are full. It has affected our thinking. Because of easy access, you find somebody who works and earns 60,000 naira, uses one of the most expensive phones in town. Do you understand what I'm
saying?
Where did he or she get the money? And phones in Nigeria are cash down. It's not like contract that you have abroad.
Like you pay instantly.
You pay instantly. You could pay for a phone for 4 years.
Yes.
Okay, you could pick up a phone and pay for 4 years. We don't have that here.
You have to pay for houses.
Yes, it's warped. It's warped. Like yesterday, you know, I have a program called Dear Bumi, I must invite you one day. Dear Bumi, yesterday, somebody was complaining that, she had a lavish wedding and later got to know that it wasn't worth it. Do you know that a lot of the parties that you see on TikTok with people spending so much money, burning a goat in public, barbecue and this and that, and Chinese and all these things, a lot of these are from gifts and loans. You can't live in the United Kingdom and go and ask somebody to give you £20 because you want to bury your mom. So easy money has done the greatest damage to us. And now it's even worse. There is no real emphasis on education. Now you find some students who are bold enough to approach their parents will tell their parents, I don't think I want to go to school.
And yeah, there's this campaign and they're always saying, young people saying school is calm because they've seen, you know, our young musical artists, you know, making a lot of money, releasing one single and then making a lot of money, our actors, our actresses, and they've, you know.
But can any of you see, when I look at them, I laugh. For those that I can, I try to educate. Look at most of them. Some of them look like complete ragamuffins, but look like somebody like Made Kuti, who has a degree in music. Look at Made Kuti, listen to his music. It's been a joy to always talk to this guy in an interview. When I was asked, somebody interviewed me, I said, one of the best minds I've interviewed has been Made Kuti. Why? Because he's educated.
Yes, there's always a thin line.
He went to one of the best music schools in the world. But we've de-emphasized it. Once somebody can do lift his shoulders up and put them down. Then that's it.
That's billion. Yes.
He will have a PJ. Do you know what a PJ is? You never know. It's called private jets.
Just like that, with no degree, no track record.
They don't know, for example, that even fella Nukulakpo Kuti had a degree in music.
Wow.
You didn't know? He went to one of the best schools, Trinity College in Dublin, in the United Kingdom. He's a graduate. Anyway, don't let's go there. Let me pick another call here. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yes, sir. My name is Kyle Demokati.
Good
morning, madam.
We know you.
No, I'm saying it for the madam, sir, not you, sir.
Ah, okay.
Because I know you are. Okay. Always put Methodist boys, everything you say. Anyway, Floret. Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
The problem with our education is nothing but the attitude of those we get into government.
Yes.
And it is sad. I've said this many times. I worked on a project 2019 that I went to over 300 schools all over Nigeria. And you had the previous caller that made a mistake, what everybody says about the North. Uncle Jimmy, you know the last WAEC results.
Yes.
The 10 best states, there was no Southwestern states. Yes, so we keep living in the past that, we in the Southwest, we are doing great. No, there were three Northern states there. So there's something some of those states are doing that some of us that went to the field actually realized. Uncle Jimmy, I went to Sudbeb. I'm going to call them out since we were talking about this. When I was working on the research about schools, I went to Sudbeb to try to get things done. But they were scared that the things that we're going to find out was going to affect the government negatively. I don't understand how. So we had to have some sort of guerrilla tactic going downstream to get to understand what the problems was with the schools. Uncle Jimmy, till today, I've still not gotten the clearance. So you see where
You know, you're in politics. Sudbeb is a political cash cow because they get funding from abroad.
Unfortunately, the project I was working with was actually backed by NGOs abroad that don't want to work with such firms again because they started complaining. They realize a lot of things are going down the drain. So we need to pay attention and actually face it because everybody we're talking about the classroom infrastructure. No, the most important infrastructure is those that are teaching it, the teachers.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right, Uncle Jimmy, continue. Thank you. Great job, sir.
So, invariably, we definitely must put this as part of one of our demands to the politicians.
Yes, for this coming election.
For this coming election, to say that because you don't get a sense that they could be bothered.
They're not bothered.
There's a Lagos State government official who can string a simple sentence in English. Yes, and is appointed as a general manager. So what does that say to educated people? Is that supposed to be an encouragement?
No.
He can't string a single sentence. He can't read and write.
Wow.
And he's given the appellation of a government official who went on air the other day and then said that anybody who was doing whatever should be beaten up and taken to the station. He didn't realize what he was saying. I mean, that shows you the attitude we have to these things. The late Awolowo told the likes of, was it Adelakun or whatever, that we have space for you in the political whatever, but we must put our best foot forward. But what we have now is always all about power. It's always all about power.
And then the education is the bedrock of any form of development. Economic, agriculture, whatever.
Yes. So I'm going to challenge people like you who are privileged part of educational process. You must hang these politicians. You must put a gun to their head. I don't mean go and buy
AK-47.
Mark Omisi Wala.
No problem.
But you must put a gun to their head that we have to sit. What is the NUT doing? They're usually politicized. Most union posts all over the country have been politicized.
And they've been bribed.
They don't even need to bribe. They've already put their people there. Yes, I can assure you the next House elections will not have this set of people. That's the way it works. The next House elections, do we have an NLC in the country? Do you have a Labour Congress?
We don't.
No. And that's how they go from, first of all, it was from the nuns, from the students, to these such that one time we had a 45-year-old nun president, and so not to bring him down or anything. But when we were in school, it was students for students. It was for young minds in their 20s. No matter how immature they were, we tried to have a voice. But look at what we have. I can assure you, the next ASU election is not likely to have this same set of people. But we'd like people like you with influence to box our politicians into a corner.
We need to.
And I will join you in that. I have so many people I'm joining now. I'm joining the young. But teachers are the bedrock.
They are the bedrock. We need to encourage them. We need to if we say the reward of a teacher is in heaven, what about on earth? Should they suffer?
Should I tell you this? I want you to ponder about this. Something tells me that if you were like in an European country, I don't see, I can't think of, well, that's the one that I know best. You most likely will be spending a lot of your time in the classroom and in the research. Yes or no?
Yes.
You see? Thank you.
Yes.
It's 9:50 and I have just 2 more minutes, so I'll take 1 or 2 phone calls and we'll end this interesting discussion I've been having. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yes, sir. So, my name is Francis Iwubo.
Yes.
I will say that our education spoiled when we stop, when Nigerians stop using teachers training college.
Mm.
You remember those days?
Yes.
Those days we had teachers training college.
Yes.
When teachers, when they will teach, go for teachers how to teach, after teaching, they will now go NCE.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Teachers will come for teachers, use apparatus to teach the students, come for training, you know, but I don't know. Look at, but my wife is a teacher, A-level teacher. Go to her class, she's in the office now. There's nothing like window in her office. There's nothing like door. When rain is falling, the rain breeze is dipping inside the classroom there.
Wow.
In the corridor here. Sir, it's very bad. Let them go back to the era of teachers training college.
Thank you, sir. We know what happened there is politics.
Mm.
They turned them into universities.
Mm.
That's what they did. You remember the good one? I remember Abraka is now Bender State University. I think we had some teacher at College of Education. Then we had one in Oyo. These are the popular ones. There was another one in Kaduna.
They turned them into universities. I remember my mom went through, she went through grade 2. Grade 2, she went to NC, from NC before she did her B.Ed, before she did M.Ed. So you cannot compare
My teacher that I'm talking about, Mrs. Latindi, she had LCE, London Certificate of Education.
Of course.
And these were sound and dedicated teachers. We got to go. Part of what we were taught is discipline. So we have to stick to time. It's been nice talking to Dr. Lua Yemisi Adepoju Awodele. I got that right.
Yes, it did.
And also talking to Grandma Willoughby. And we'll never stop talking about teachers. You're going to be back, madam. Yes, I'm going to have to keep asking you back until we have a sense that we're in the right direction. Mm. So we'll be back again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Like I said, get your tributes ready. Instead of giving you 1 minute, we'll give you 2. Okay, you can call out your teacher and say something nice to your teacher. And please bless any teacher that you know.
Bless them.
Bless them with anything. It doesn't have to be money. Don't get frightened. Okay, I have 4 books here. A Service to God and Humanity that Dr. Awodele has given to us. Rather than just give it out arbitrarily, if you want a copy, please call me and I'll find a way to send one to you. I don't just want to give you a book that you set up in a beautiful library and not read. Okay, no, I'll even send one to Grandma Willoughby.
Yes.
Okay, so we have 3 left. Okay, so see you all tomorrow at 9. Feta, thank you very much for being here. And you're always more comfortable with things like this. It's on Dear Bumi days that you're a jack in the box. You're jumping up on your seat. This man, who is this man here? Who is he?
Mr. Philip now.
I can't see his head. Are you sure he's still there? He's falling asleep. Oh, there he is. Philip, thank you very much. So I'll see you all tomorrow at 9. Bye.
Right.